Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has stressed the need for flood control and relief work during an inspection tour in flood-hit Chongqing. Li also mentioned restoration and reconstruction work and continued efforts to consolidate the economic recovery momentum amid the reform and opening up drive. The Chinese Premier visited flooded homes and a temporary shelter. He also visited damaged farmland and greenhouses, asking local authorities to beef up support for production recovery. TikTok's parent company says it'll file a lawsuit against the U.S. government to protect the company's rights and interests. ByteDance is also beginning to prepare a shutdown plan for its business in the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order blocking all transactions with ByteDance. He later signed another order giving ByteDance 90 days to sell or spin off TikTok in the United States. U.S. media, including the New York Times, reported that there's no evidence showing China's intercepted TikTok's data or used the app to intrude on users' mobile phones. TikTok has more than 100 million users, over 1,500 employees, and thousands of business partners in the United States. Its U.S. employees are also planning to take the Trump administration to court over the executive order. China and Vietnam have vowed to make their border areas peaceful and friendly for cooperation and common development. The pledge came as Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, together with Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister Pham Binh Minh, attended events commemorating the 20th anniversary of the demarcation of the land boundary and the 10th anniversary of the erection of boundary markers. Pham Binh Minh says the Vietnamese side is committed to upholding the Vietnam-China Comprehensive Strategic Cooperative Partnership. He also expressed the willingness to further advance bilateral ties. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has expressed the country's interest in cooperation with China on 5G technology. Lavrov says that Russia will not follow the example of the United States, which demands that everyone not cooperate on 5G with China, in particular with the Chinese company Huawei. The raging California wildfires have scorched over a million acres of land as the Golden State saw its three largest fires in recorded history. Over 13,000 firefighters are racing against the blazes. There were approximately 12,000 lightning strikes that started 585 fires in the state over the past week. U.S. President Donald Trump has released federal aid to supplement recovery efforts in areas affected by the wildfires. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling the twin hurricanes moving toward the Caribbean and U.S. Gulf Coast an unprecedented threat. Hurricane Marco is forecast to hit the Louisiana coast on Monday to be followed by Tropical Storm Laura, which is expected to strike the Gulf Coast in the upcoming days. Weather authorities warn that back-to-back hurricanes arriving at the U.S. coast within days could result in a prolonged period of hazardous weather. Teams are working at emergency operations centers in state capitals in Louisiana and Texas. Louisiana officials have ordered a mandatory evacuation for residents in low-lying areas. Bayern Munich has won the UEFA Champions League title after beating Paris Saint-Germain 1-0. Bayern's the first team ever to win all of its Champions League matchups on the way to the title. Kingsley Coman headed in the winner for Bayern at the hour mark in the tightly contested final.